Well, here we are. We're starting off on an amazing foot today. Liv's mad at me.
A terrible foot, a broken foot.
Liv's mad at me.
A club foot.
Well, I've become...
Not that a club foot is terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch this.
Broken foot, which is objectively bad.
Well?
A stubbed toe foot.
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm getting berated.
I'm being mean to her tonight. It started as a joke and then it's continued as a joke, but she's getting... Like, you know when someone's poking you too much and you're like, actually stop, because now I'm actually annoyed? That's what's happening. But it's because I'm new med goofing. I'm on my new meds, honey. Mm-hmm. I've got a new personality.
They're having adverse
side effects. I have a new personality.
Was one of the negative side effects
being mean to a friend?
Annoying as
one of the side effects is friends gone hate ya. LOL. And then it's a winky face emoji.
Well, they're working.
I'm reading through the things. It's like stomach ache, headaches, nausea, not feeling good. Friends gone hate ya. Friends might hate ya. And I go, yeah.
Well,
they're working.
Small price to pay for
happiness.
For happiness.
Oh my God. If I was happy, I would put you in a sailboat and I'd send you out to sea. I would trade anything for happiness. Welcome to 30 Going on 13. I'm Maddie Foley and this is my beautiful Liv Hollick, who I do love so much. And I am sorry that I poked the bear a little too hard. That's what it's called, poking the bear. It's not because you are a bear. That's the expression. Oh no, help me, I'm digging in a deeper hole.
Why can you say poke the supermodel?
I poked the model a little too hard and now we are here with rancid energy, but we're happy that you're joining us this week because hey, it's summer, baby. Who doesn't love walking for 4 minutes and then having to change your underwear, bra, having to shower 5 times a day just to sit in your own skin, in your own slop. How are you finding the heat, Liv? We already talked about this today. That's the problem with doing multiple episodes in one day.
Well, I'm avoiding it at all costs when possible.
Staying indoors.
And honestly, I walked home voluntarily a couple times over the weekend and I'm pretty sure it induced heat stroke, so I just don't think that it's healthy or good to be out there.
No, it's not. It's not. The news literally yesterday, I kept getting alerts on my phone. I don't know where I was getting alerts from, but it was like, yeah, wildfires.
I had like a beet red face,
yeah,
the other night after like a half an hour walk home in it that wouldn't go away for hours.
No. Do you feel like that always makes me feel like a little kid when I overexerted myself, like gymnastics or soccer, and yet it's happening after a 6 minute light walk.
Did you guys have this gym, this really dreadful gym endeavor? I think it was like mandated. It was in junior high.
Okay.
Or high school.
Was it like an outdoor day?
No. It was a running thing where they augmented the time each week. And you had to get, I think it got up to like 30 minutes of straight running. And it was
they're conditioning you.
And it was like, but you had to be able to do it, I swear, to like pass gym
school,
or something.
To pass school.
And I remember it being the most dreaded day of the week. Like, I would get like sick with anxiety.
I mean,
dreading having to do this nonstop running.
I don't know. What were they training you for? Because you got to run for 30 minutes. But
you didn't have to do that.
No, but I do remember it was like grade 9 gym was like, you got to run a 5K.
Well, it was like, I guess it was that.
It was like day one, run a 5K, do it. I don't care how long it takes you. I don't care if you walk. I don't care if you're puking. I don't care if you're literally like kids were like heaving on the side.
Like
people were passing out
by
the
sun. Time I was
and my
done,
gym teacher was like, get
no,
it, girl.
You had to, because it was like part of the
curriculum.
And I remember most of my anxiety came from knowing, like, okay, what class am I going to have afterwards? Because my face will be so insanely red and then with like blotches of like white, like,
because
I have the type of skin that would like fully go crazy.
Yeah, vitiligo.
Not right. And not even remotely.
Don't
right.
say that.
And
that's not true. Yeah, well,
and that's humiliating.
But if you,
as a young person,
yeah, if you had a crush in that class,
tomato head. I don't. They never said that.
They never said that. But so, you could imagine that, how
like, it would feel. I felt like I was gonna get called tomato head.
You have a crush in that class right after that.
Tomato head.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have retrograde amnesia where I pretend that that happened to me. That's horrible. I do remember the 5K. Obviously, kids shouldn't be made to run 5Ks in their first day. I think that's just, we need to switch it up. It's gym, you know? Go to the gym. Go play. Why are we running? Running's the laziest. Running's for lazy people. That's what I always say. Okay, so I don't have a ton to talk about up top. We have a really funny episode this week. Sean just texted me and said, I think the groomer trimmed Dublin's eyelashes. So I'm contending with that right now. Obviously, that's devastating for the whole family. It's fine. Yeah, producer, everyone's crying about it. It's fine. We're going to deal with it. We're going to get through it as a family. But we have a really fun episode. We watched Magic School Bus today.
Woo! Ride on the Magic School Bus. Oh, beep, 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 beep.
That's what...
Oh, God. Ew.
That's the bus beeping back. Well, let's just say we're going to be cruising on down Main Street. You're relaxed and feeling good. Yeah. Next thing that you know, you're seeing... Wow, octopus in the neighborhood. And so we did watch season one, episode two.
Please let it be a regular of course track.
Actually, I think we're both Arnold now.
I fully wrote. Okay, obviously as a kid you're like, ew, Arnold,
ew, Arnold, boo. You fucking loser, get yeah, out of here,
cuck.
Okay, Arnold is a cuck, simp, for real. Oh, but massive.
But then as an adult I go, I feel the exact same way, Arnold. I'm like, Frizz, can you just chill the fuck out? Can we just go to Black Creek Pioneer Village?
Totally.
Can we just go to like Edwards Gardens and feed some chipmunks? Like,
can we just go to Sports World and Kitchener?
Can we just go to Bada Shoe Museum, please?
Can we just go to the ROM? Let's do a half day at the ROM.
Like,
honestly,
I've come to see this woman in a whole new
menace. I will say, Arnold and his inflection on, please let this be a normal field trip.
I felt that so deeply. A lot of actually what Arnold was doing in this episode, I was like,
put that in the MoMA.
I recognize
put
myself.
That in the art museum.
Yeah,
that encapsulates so many feelings that I have in my everyday.
Yeah, totally.
Please let this be a normal field trip.
Yeah,
the other kids with the frizz? No way! Oh. Jazzed.
And then you feel even more like alienated.
Mm-hmm. You know that, Becky, have you seen this? I feel like you'd have seen this. The art piece that's just, have you seen this? It's an art piece that's a self, it's like a claw machine and it's trying to clean up oil on the ground and it can never clean the oil up because the more it tries to clean, the more it spreads it around. Put the art.
Why are they using that machine if it sucks so bad?
Well, I guess it's art about like, I'm trying to fix myself.
Oh, it's just art?
It's art. It's an art installation. And it goes, it's like, I'm trying to fix myself. And the more I try to fix myself, the more broken I am.
Oh, God. It's crazy making.
Put that beside.
God, why would they do that to someone?
Put that beside the Arnold installation.
It's like watching, it's like.
No, it's sad.
It's like the polar opposite of like a Zen garden.
No, it is.
Okay, why was Zen garden such a popular gift to give people?
a bonsai tree in a Zen garden.
Okay.
Let's get him a bonsai.
In line at Indigo.
Sorry.
And yes, on the way to the cash, there is a little mini Zen garden that you can buy.
With
and
a tiny rake.
I'm going to put that in my mom's stocking or I'm going to give that a birthday gift.
Lava lamp Zen gardens were like, I don't really know you that well, or I do, but. I don't really know you that well, but I want you to love this gift.
Yeah.
Those guys are going in the gift bags.
That was huge. Anyway, now, that freaking art installation piece is the opposite of
totally
that.
And yet it speaks to humanity so brilliantly, the same way that Arnold from Magic School Bus saying, please let this be a normal field trip does too. And that's humanity, those two things. So I'm really excited to talk about M. Scooby, Magic School Bus. And you like that one? And so I only have like one little tiny sort of fun thing for us. I did throw also a package of candy at you. And then we have a pop as well. But we also could do a pop. What do you think?
I would love to do this, but I
you're scared of
don't
the sound.
Think it's suitable for audio.
I think, if anything, it's the most suitable thing we've ever done in our lives.
Fine.
Okay, so.
Wait, but I did have something to talk about. But
yeah. Do you want to do that first?
I don't know. It might make us lose our appetite.
Let's do this first just for fun. Yeah. And then we will talk about our two things, and then we'll drive into Magic School Bus. Okay, so this week, instead of a pop, and we have tons of pops in the fridge. You need to know we have 6 flavors of pop in the fridge. But instead, we've decided to do a pop rock of the week. Yeah, get into it. Ingredients: sugar, corn syrup, and
lactose.
Then
really threw me.
Lactic acid.
No, lactose. Milk.
Brackets. Milk.
Weird.
Interesting.
So unexpected.
This has got milk in it. This also has red 40, and we won't question what that is because that's not a word. Okay, so let's bust these boobies
now,
out.
Now, this is
different.
A type I've never seen before, and it's so perfect, because why hasn't it always been like this? Ordinarily, you had to put these little guys in your palm, and it's sticky, it's not ideal, you're licking it off.
Yeah.
It's kind of barbaric.
I mean, obviously, you know, we really never want to, on this podcast, sound like, you know, kids today, but we can't help it, and we do end up saying it pretty much every episode, but kids today don't know what a pop rock was back then.
Well, it's like, they can't get their hands sticky. Kids,
well, and that's why they're all getting allergies, because they're not being exposed to dirts and germs and at a young age.
Playing
and
games that involve,
they're
you.
Not.
Well, you gotta lick this.
Well, you gotta lick it. Yeah. And they're not licking pop rock residue off their hands. They're rub it in some dirt.
Or, as Gary Gulman reminded me recently in a bit of his, candy machines at grocery stores.
Yeah.
That little trap.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
As me now.
Yeah.
A bit of a.
Yeah.
Overzealous.
Yeah.
Person when it comes to gross germs.
Oh.
Cross-contam.
That's a nightmare for you.
And I'd go straight in there for those weird multicolor circle,
I hated those,
pink and purple buttons that are semi-gum and kind of sour.
Yeah, sweet tarts.
And I'm going in there. No, they're like shiny.
Yep. Hate those.
All the fingers that would have gone in there and scraped along there.
Well, to the point where there was sort of an indentation and a different coloration,
like
grabbing from that,
like someone who was buried prematurely, scraping at the coffin.
Yeah, the candy machines of yesterday had basically scratch marks of someone trying to escape from a coffin, but make it a bunch of kids grabbing the candy, and the sound it would make when it ding 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 ding.
Yeah,
that's nightmare. All that metal
and
rocking around,
and isn't that just the carefree,
totally,
attitude of a child?
Oh, honey, I would have liked it.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
We used to have a kid that would that we were at the science center, and he went under it, and we kept the little thing open, and we just kept putting 25 cents in, and and just kept going. And he tried to catch them in his mouth. And that was fun. And his tongue basically touched the bottom of it. Like,
yeah.
And then also you would get those balls with like a sticker in it or like a pog.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Those were cool. Pizza Hut.
Little mini pacifiers.
Oh, man. Don't get me going. I don't know how you're going to do this now that it's touched the pillow.
That's okay, because it's not, you haven't licked it yet, right?
You lick first.
Okay. Now, what's the character?
So it does, and I don't want to say, and I don't want to say what I think it looks like.
It's a rocket ship.
A rocket, yeah. It's a red rocket. I mean, you can say it. That is what it is. I'm not being gross. It's a red rocket.
Oh.
It's not that kind of red rocket, you guys. It's just kind of looks like one.
The magic is happening.
It's happening, guys. Santa's here. The magic's happening. Watch this ASMR.
Damn, that's good. Oh, it's still going.
Ah!
Oh, I don't feel like this is good to do. Oh, I don't feel like this is
fizzling
good
out.
To do.
Oh, wow.
Like, unless something is fully branded as ASMR, then it's just foul to be making mouth sounds like that, you know? Ah. Anyway, I'll be taking that home.
Anyways, that was very good. Actually, I have another flavor that you can go home with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn. One was for test and one was for friends. See, I'm not that evil. I am actually fun. I just get ahead of my house self sometimes. So, anyways, that was our pop rock of the week. That's fun, right? Or you guys feel ripped off? Let us know in the comments. Okay, you tell me your thing and then I'll tell mine and then we'll do Magic School Bus.
Well, mine's a little bit less fun.
Oh no, what's happening?
I'm kind of living in an American Horror Story situation right
what
now.
What season?
Any of them?
Any.
In the sense of it being horrific, mm-hmm. and I haven't seen the show.
In the sense of
much.
It being American and a horror story and sort of are you still getting random pop rocks going off?
I was.
Okay.
It just stopped.
It'll stop.
Okay. Oh God!
What's happening at your house?
Phantom rocks.
No, those are, that's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm rocking over here. I'm big time pop rocking over here. They're not.
I'm having a serious issue.
What's happening at your house? Tell me.
Something scary.
I'm scared.
Something dreadful.
What?
One of my biggest fears.
What? Bugs. What kind? Roach.
No.
Bed.
No.
Worm
of that variety.
Tapeworm?
No.
Snake?
Centipede. Oh my God. Okay, so it all
How
started
many? Silverfish or centipedes?
Not silverfish. So it all started with a different type of worm.
What?
I'm walking over to my couch. And I see on the edge of my couch, something is standing up straight.
Shut the fuck up.
Something is standing up straight. And I go, is that just a string that's like static or something?
Ew.
And then it starts moving.
Why is it standing up straight?
And I go, is that the static doing that? And I go up close.
Shut the fuck
up. It's a worm of some type.
It's
a type of worm I've never seen before.
Okay. Why the hell does that worm feel so at home that he's rocking around in your house?
He's rocking
he's
out.
He's dancing.
Okay, he's on the edge of my couch. He's rocking out. The TV was on. Probably, so like,
he's literally dancing in your home.
Okay, so he's like...
He's dancing on your grave.
He's this tall.
Aww.
And he was like thin and kind of like brownish
skinny.
Gray.
Skinny.
And was like looked like he had like a bunch of little legs.
Oh my God. So
but
not worm.
Not but like worm, like, I don't know. I've never seen a guy like this before.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I see this guy. I go,
he's dancing in your house.
He's moving around. Okay,
he's going,
so I guess, no,
everybody.
You know what he was doing? He was one of those car. Those car
inflatables.
He was fully an IRL wacky inflatable in front of a car sales.
That's crazy. Yeah. Honestly, that's actually why, like, having guests over like that where you're like, you're too comfortable at my house, it is actually unnerving.
Yeah, it was like that.
Okay,
so then
you did you
so
say
then
something?
I
did you go after
instead
him?
Of just like killing him.
Yeah, of course.
I put him on a piece of paper, I took him
Love.
Outside. I go, wow, that was really frightening.
Mother Teresa.
But that was an anomaly.
Okay.
And nothing like that'll ever happen to me ever again.
Turns out.
Within the hour, I step on something in my kitchen.
Oh my God.
Ooh, is that a little stick? A little tiny stick? Like a little thim, like a little tree, pine needle.
Pine needle.
Felt like a little pine needle. I look down.
Uh-oh.
Full ass centipede. I think.
How big compared to our first guy?
So, honestly, same length.
They're little.
But black and like all the legs.
Okay, full legs.
So like straight up that tight.
So probably like one was the daddy and one's the baby.
No, they're different. They're different species entirely.
That's horrible.
I don't think there's any relation here.
Wow.
Unless that one is like a baby version.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But I don't know. They don't seem like the same species.
Okay, so you got centipedes.
I don't think they're related. So then I see that one.
Shut the hell up.
Today?
Uh-oh.
I see three more.
Hanging together?
In the span of one day.
Hanging out together?
One in my bathroom. One by my front door.
Fuck.
I forget where the other one was. What the hell is happening? No. No.
What are they, firstly? Actually, we'll throw this to the viewers. What are they? Well, they got legs.
Yeah, they got legs for days. Okay. They got legs for days.
All right. Step one. They got legs for days.
They're about 1 inch.
That's black. Little.
Yeah, it's little, but still big enough that it's horrific to
Man.
Me. And I've never had these kind of guys in my
Man,
house.
Man, I love ever. The guy. I love that first guy. I love the thought of a guy. Like,
okay, and I think the guy is a different.
I know.
He's a whole other breed.
I like that guy.
And like, him, it's like.
It's funny. He's a comedian.
It's kind of funny. It is like sickening, but.
But he's doing a bit. Like
I didn't feel the need to like kill him immediately. Totally. Like I at least wanted to. But these
the others,
other
you're
guys,
feeling like.
I've smashed with a Vans shoe.
Okay, so the other guys are less.
I've pushed
human
with a finger and heard it pop. Like.
That's crazy that you're so like grossed out, scared
no,
of them.
With paper between my finger, okay, like okay. Not raw dog.
I thought you were a raw dog and a bug.
Ew, no,
I thought you were a raw dog and a bee.
And like this is hard for me because like bugs are really big problemo for me.
You know what though? The human mind, like you really do get used to anything. Me already accepting
I'm
defeat.
Not used to it at all because I start like picturing like, oh God, are
while
they
you're
my
sleeping,
couch?
Are they in your bed?
What's happening? Is there a nest of them? Like what's going on?
It's so I think any other friend would tell you like get some people in, take a look at the Orkin. Get my Orkin friend. I got some friends at Orkin. Get them in. They can take a look at your bugs. What I'm going to tell you, let the bugs do what they want.
No.
They'll have their way with you and they'll
no.
move on. Yes. When I lived with cockroaches, I got to a point after being gaslit 5 times, but them telling they sprayed my place, they never did once.
I'm not letting them have
they never,
their way
they
with
never
me.
Sprayed once. Oh. They never sprayed once and I thought they were spraying every month. And I kept going, why the hell are these guys not going away? And I learned to live amongst them. I accepted their presence.
I will not.
The only place I wouldn't let them, the bedroom. I put tape around the door, double-sided tape, and they would get stuck to it. And I would have to just change the tape every few days. I would wake up, go to my kitchen, I'd grab a slice of za from my fridge. Sean was sleeping over at the time when we were just dating. We had Raid everywhere. We would both be staring there half asleep. Raiding roaches, eating Zaw with the other hand. You learn to live with it. You don't fight back. You let them control you. You submit to them.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. Submit
no.
to the bugs. Submit to them. And then eventually, once they've taught you the lesson you need to learn, they move on. That's how bugs work. They're there for a reason. It's like a fairy godmother. They're just teaching you something. But for real, I'll get you the Orkin people.
It's just weird because like
worms is
they've
a weird
all
one.
Been in different places, right? So
yeah.
It's not even like I can.
I don't know if they nest.
Be like, oh, they're all coming maybe from, and it's like, so how are they getting there? Why have
where
there
are they
been
coming
several?
From?
Where are they coming from? And I was like, oh God, where the dogs go to the bathroom in the backyard.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of like a wood chips.
Maybe they're riding in on the boys.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
like
so the
opposite
wood chips,
dune.
The wood chips patch. I was like, are they like hopping a ride on the doggies because they have long tails. I love that. They have long hair tails.
Totally. And it's reverse Dune.
I was like, are they hopping a ride on my little boy's tails?
It's Timothy. It's Timothy Chalamet riding a giant worm. But then you zoom out and the giant worm's riding the boys into the house. And it's actually a mini world. And Timothy Chalamet's that big. It's Duneception. And the boys are running in with all the worms. I love that.
No, that's disgusting.
I love it.
So then
they're bringing you presents.
No, so then today I went to the patch to see, oh God, is this patch like crawling with these things? And they're getting like stuck in their little
boy long hairs
yeah. when they squat over.
Yeah.
I didn't see any in the patch. So I don't think it is that.
That is crazy. Well, you know what I say? You know what I always say? Double-sided tape on all the doors. It'll catch anything coming in and anything going out.
You do always say that.
That is always what I say. But it is true because...
like, it makes my head itchy because I get,
I know. Freaked, it's very stressful.
Man.
Hey, I was there with you. I was once a clean girl, okay? And then I found the way of the roach.
And then it wrecked you?
Yeah, it wrecked my brain. Like, I genuinely was very OCD, very clean. And then once the roaches took over my life in third year university, I went so crazy, I became one of them. Oh, God. And it changed me.
Oh, God.
A little bug will do you good. It's a bug's life. Okay. Well, I'm sorry for you. I will actually help you with Orkin because I know a couple people there. Oh, God. From my roach days.
From everything you've said, I don't trust any of those people.
Well, they will gaslight you and say they sprayed. And then at the end of the year, someone will come and say no one ever sprayed. Well, kind of on that sort of wormy buggy trail. Last week we were talking about freaky stories, which was so fun. I absolutely love that. That's why we talked about those bugs too much. We put the podcast out, said we love Maurice the Maggot, we love Larry the Bug, well, Cockroach.
You were mostly saying that, not really.
No, we were both saying we were in love with them. I bet they heard.
No, you were the one saying, oh, that cockroach is hot.
Yeah.
That worm is so cute.
We both were saying.
I wasn't really.
Yeah, because we were both saying that. So then I bet the worms heard, and that's why they came over.
I would love to send them to your house.
They got it mixed up. So we were talking about freaky stories and I forgot who I was talking to, but they said you should talk about a couple other urban legends on the podcast. And while I didn't have time to actually research these, I do have like a little tiny list I'd love to run by you of urban legends that did they come across your desk and do you have thoughts and feelings about them?
Okay.
The first one. Don't flash your high beams at a passing car that has their lights off. It is a gang initiation and they will shoot you.
No.
Really? That was a massive one. Maybe, I guess, where I'm from, small town. It was like, high beaming a car. Oh, but never mind.
No, I just thought,
don't
flash the high beams at someone.
Yeah, because it's rude.
Well, it's rude and like they'll friggin' crash.
Oh, that's nice and that's smart and that is true as well.
Yeah.
But we always heard that it was a gang initiation and the car would follow you and murder you. And the gang initiation was like basically the way I always envisioned it was like the Outsiders and they're taking like the new guy like Pony Boy style and being like, if you get in your car and drive around right now, the first person to flash you, you're going to kill them. Follow them home and kill them. Okay, so that's one for me and zero for Liv in terms of memory. Okay, here's another one. Look closely at gas pumps because people put hypodermic needles in the handle.
Are these all car related?
Yeah, they are really car related. Oh my God, they are. All of them are car.
Wasn't really like that a part of my
That's
culture.
What I was about to say. Okay.
So no.
Okay, literally... Okay, what about this one? They're all car. I'm going to spoil this.
Why
actually,
are they
all of
these.
Car? I don't know. And I grabbed the first list I found, and they are all car, and this segment's
That's
going
so
terribly because of it.
Exclusionary.
What about this? Always lock your doors when you run into the gas station, obviously, or a murderer will slip into your backseat. Okay, that's actually just locking your doors. okay, it's another gang one. Don't pull over for a woman that's hailing you to stop.
They literally are all just cars.
It was all car, yeah. And unfortunately, the ones I did pick were all car.
This is like in the British Office when Gareth hosts trivia and he makes all of the questions about military
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's basically it. That is exactly what happened. And it's so unfortunate at me trying to find another list right now. It's so unfortunate.
No, see, I thought you were bringing this up because in this episode, our little friend Arnold swallows gum.
That was one.
To me, swallowing gum was like a big thank one you when you're a kid.
You just saved this segment. Yeah, because it would stay inside of you for, say it with me, 7 years.
Oh,
did you have that? Yeah, seven.
I don't
years
remember seven being
if you eat gum.
Okay, that's kind of ringing.
It's gonna stay in your body, right, for 7 years.
Well, and we all know what happens when you eat a watermelon seed.
Oh honey.
Now, or an apple seed.
Yeah, apple seed was ours. Now, is that going to grow, obviously, inside your body, but...
Yeah.
And
just stay there.
And you grow, and then
but
you...
watermelon seed?
And you grow around it? That's kind of a cool, like, an off-brand 80s, like, horror movie idea. Like, a kid eats an apple, and then... wow, it's so unfortunate. Every list I'm finding right now is... yeah, it's gonna go ahead and be car related, but anyways, that was what I wanted to do. But maybe
what a
me so depressed right now. That was what I wanted to do, and I guess maybe next time. Thanks for watching. That's Urban Legend segment with me, Maddie Foley.
This is such a weird coincidence because I actually started and then promptly stopped watching an anthology series by Eli Roth today called Urban Legend.
Yes, 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 yes.
Have you watched
it? Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's huge.
Yes.
Producer Becky has just revealed she did, in fact, work on that show.
Yes.
That's huge. Okay, so I started watching it, then got distracted and turned it off. Should I watch it? No.
Yeah. Shh. Yeah, she said she just said yeah.
What's it? Wow. Why are urban legends so in the ether right now?
Okay. So I'm actually now on the Wikipedia page with a ton of them. I'm going to rile these off. You stop me when you're excited.
Rile.
I'm
riling me up.
I'm riled up right now. 27 Club.
Dying at 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2016 clown sightings. That was just true. That was not an urban legend.
Yeah.
Why was that happening?
I don't know.
Ankle slicing car thief, man under the car. That was okay, and that is another car based one. And I'm so sorry, but those are the ones that I learned as sort of in the country kid. You would hear about this guy that would slice your ankles,
this makes sense,
and you'd have to jump into the car.
We had all TTC based.
Well,
urban
yours was ankle slicing TTC man, yeah. And that was when you go in the TTC, someone pops up and slices your ankle. That one's so scary. Area 51, obviously.
It's not an urban legend.
Okay, I know they're putting some stuff in here that's like kind of dicey. The babysitter and the man upstairs. I believe this one's a call from the inside the house.
Yeah.
Classic. Next one up is Bigfoot. Okay, sorry, this list sucks, unfortunately. Yeah. It's worse than the other one, but you know what? I tried, and that is genuinely all you can do in this life. Okay, so we are now going to move into Magic School Bus. I'm so pumped. Actually, how did you feel fine watching this? I had so much fun. Like, was I checking the time? Yes, obviously. Obviously, it's research. But I was actually having fun.
Well, I was moving and grooving with the tune.
Well, let's start with the tune. That tune.
The tune is undeniable.
The Magic School Bus tune is so good.
Love it or hate it, you're gonna be singing this.
Cruising on down Main Street, you're relaxed and feeling good. And that's exactly what it sounds like. But the biggest thing about this was, with my adult ears, I was actually listening to the lyrics, and they're quite cute and clever and funny. But as a kid, I didn't really know them, because it didn't, like, something about a navigate a nostril is one of the lines.
Oh,
as a kid, right over my head. So I absolutely love this song, and I will say this song and the Arthur song, people were going harder.
Yeah,
people were really putting their
back
into children's it's theme, like, song. Mad Lib
Shrine.
I was about to say
cobble
bussy
together one single.
Yeah, I was going to say their ass, but they were putting their whole ass into these children theme songs, and they should. Like, you know, if you love what you do, brother, you never work a day in your life. And if you're a musician for a children's TV show, what a beautiful thing. What do you think of
I saw something the other day. They made Miss Frizzle hot or something.
They
now.
Did. Yeah. They, as a kid say, they yassified Miss Frizzle. Yeah, that is in the newer version. They did. I think, I do think they gave her bigger jugs and cans and titties. Yeah.
I just saw her face and hair, and it was like,
they fixed her up. I think she got a BBL. I'm just, that's like my, and it's a shame, because Miss Frizzle was a non-sexual character for me. I know for a lot of people, Miss Frizzle was a sexual awakening, but for me, Miss Frizzle
I've seen it online. Heard anyone say that?
The thing about me is I live on Reddit, so I always see the corners of the internet no one needs to see.
Oh, jeez.
It's me and the freaks out there. And some people love Miss Frizzle, and they found her sexually attractive. I did not. She was a non-sexual adult figure.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say, watching it as an adult now.
Yeah.
And seeing adult to adult, I was sizing this chick up.
Totally.
And I was saying,
well, you both have read
I'd
too.
Be willing to bet my life this chick is a sexual deviant.
Well,
she's got a freaky ass sex life.
Her Miss Frizzle's wardrobe is so,
you can tell she's
intense.
Liberated.
Yeah, she's, like, she
maybe she goes to nudist retreats.
Totally. There's, she's at Oasis Sex Lounge. Easy.
Going on for sure.
Miss Frizzle every Friday, Saturday is at Oasis.
Like, she's open.
Massage parlor Oasis.
She's never been married.
She's poly.
She's she's at
Miss
a
Frizzle
long-term
is
companion.
In a polycule. Like, yeah. For sure. And and her wardrobe kind of reflects it.
I would love to see her episode of Couples Therapy.
I know. With her six other members of her polycule.
I can picture her partner so well, too. Her long-term partner.
Yeah. Oh, the main one.
Why is he kind of like Fred Penner-ish? He's Fred Penner-ish to me.
I mean, here's the other thing about Miss Frizzle. As a kid, I looked up to Miss Frizzle as a non-sexual being. Just making that clear. And I trusted her with my fucking life. When I watched her take care of these kids, and I say take care loosely now watching it back, I genuinely was like, she's in control. She knows what she's doing. She's not putting anyone in harm's way. Miss Frizzle is the end all be all. She is an adult I would go to if I needed help. I'm taking a step back. I'm going, why? Why the hell did I feel so safe around this woman who is basically kidnapping kids every day and taking them to very dangerous places and seemingly not caring about their safety at all?
Oh no, this episode straight up made me feel like she's a sadistic freak.
Well, this episode I chose for that reason. I think it's like, you know, we go into the ocean, we go into a pie, we go to the haunted house, into a pie on the magic school bus. I love that stank.
Yeah.
Rat on the magic school bus. I can't stop. But so the big thing is, like, those episodes I love to death. I'll watch them. Did I let it play? No, but maybe I will. But this episode was, there's so many fun things to talk about. Them showing Arnold's poop falling off the walls of his intestines, them going into Arnold's asshole, and then thinking about the writers going, how do we get ourselves out of this one here? And then them going, yeah, maybe we don't go out the poop butthole for Arnold. Maybe we go back. What do you guys think? 10 writers in a room. What do you guys think? Maybe we don't let the kids go out the poop butthole of Arnold. Maybe instead we go back up through a burp. What do you guys think? That is so fucking beautiful and funny to me. Again, you know, why are we in a little boy's body? And that's what without comes down consent. To without his consent. And
that's what was really, really giving me pause.
Totally.
Was
the predatory nature of her in the bus going, she goes, I timed this out just of her right.
Way. She goes out of her way to, I'm going to need one student to stay back.
She knows Arnold. It's going to be Arnold. Of course.
Then it's like, okay, I'm flying us into Arnold. I haven't asked for his consent to do this.
Arnold has not consented for his body to be viewed and used.
To be viewed and to be gone inside of and viewed by herself.
Say what
and
it is. Entered.
entered
you can say
by
it.
Herself, a grown woman.
Yeah.
And a bunch
and his
of
call, and his classmates.
Colleagues, classmates. And then it's like, the students didn't actually know whose body they were in. She could have preserved his anonymity. And instead, she outed him again without his consent.
She outed
to all of his classmates.
Well, she outed him with glee. She outed him with...
She was utterly sinful in the way she delighted in telling them who it was.
And that is, you know, when dealing with sexual deviance, that is the... Telltale is their reaction. That's what they feed
well,
off of.
She feeds off. She's
the kids
sadistic.
Not knowing.
She feeds off of, I'm doing these sick little things.
No. I will say her at the bus, Arnold turned around about to eat a
cheesy weezy.
Her at the bus. I think I've timed this just right.
she's a frickin'
that was villain.
God, no. Honestly, she's a
no
freaking
predator,
pervert.
And then they enter Arnold. There, I said it. They do. They enter into his body and without consent. Clip that. All I'll say is, even before everything, too. You know, these children are. They're. I mean, who would you identify with most pre being in your 30s now and obviously identifying with Arnold when you were a kid?
Honestly, and I...
Phoebe?
I'm worried to say this, but I don't think I liked Magic School Bus that much.
That's okay.
Like, I would watch it, but...
Reluctantly.
I don't think I liked it that much.
See, and I loved it to death. It was a comfort for me. I absolutely loved it. The bee dancing
episode. You know which
episode.
One has stuck with me forever?
What's the one that stuck with you? The one where Arnold kills himself in space?
No.
I love that one.
When he turns himself orange.
I love that one too.
From eating too many carrots.
And do they go in his body again?
Possibly.
Do they re-enter Arnold? That one's
really
called
like,
re-entering Arnold.
Like, this child was...
Violated.
Yeah.
Because he eats too many
Why
cheesies and he turns orange.
So much?
That one is massive, for sure. The one for me is Arnold killing himself in space because he's trying to prove a point. He takes his helmet off and then he turns to ice and dies. And then they go on the show, they go, hee, that's just what would have happened, but he's not actually dead.
And who could blame him after everything he's been through?
But also, I love a petty bitch.
Yeah.
I love going, oh, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then kill yourself. That's funny to me. Okay, my notes. I say Arnold's the only normal reaction to this teacher, but I also wonder if Magic School Bus is why I trusted some adults that I shouldn't have because Miss Frizzle is so cool. I'd go anywhere with her. I don't know what that note means. Let's just speed by that.
Okay.
Do you know that's Lily Tomlin's voice?
I just saw that in the credits.
I had
today.
No
that
idea.
That was crazy. I had no clue.
And did you know Carlos is voiced by Daniel DeSantos, who's a Toronto performer who was in Mean Girls and is the Jason, the boyfriend who says, "Do you want your muffin buttered?"
Oh, I know exactly who he is. That's fun trivia.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was cute?
What did you think?
Here's trivia.
Okay.
You know what I thought was so cute?
What?
And had me laughing.
What?
And saying to Joel, like, haha. Getting him to look. The lizard with Frizzle's wig on.
Yeah. I love
Miss
Liz.
Frizzle wig on Liz.
So Liz
that
the lizard.
Was funny.
Frizz the frizzard. I love it all. Like, Liz is, Liz and the bus.
Yeah.
Are both very pet-like to me.
Yeah.
Like, the bus has a lot of doggish qualities.
It's anthropomorphic.
Qualities. Yeah, it's a dog.
Yeah.
And Liz is obviously
it's a golden retriever.
It is. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, it's so helpful. And obviously, it does, you know, aid in a bet.
Well, it's her accomplice.
Yeah. In a legal setting, it is culpable.
Yeah.
However, I love Bus.
Yeah.
I love Magic School Bus, the guy or girl, because I think just Magic School Bus is so
He's
cute.
He's the city.
It's the fifth character.
Yeah.
He's so cute. I also say in this episode where they do enter Arnold's body, I say,
okay, Arnold eating a zillion olives.
Where the hell do those olives come
from? Well, I was kind of like, why does Frizz have a jar of olives?
Frizz has a jar
Somebody's
of olives.
Having martinis in the middle of the day.
Martinis in the middle of the day. Or like something else. You know what I mean? Like
no,
a craving.
I don't.
The other thing
okay,
is.
Olives. Me and Arnold, we're two peas in a pod.
Cheesies
and red hair.
Cheesies and olives?
No, I hate cheesies.
Oh, you wouldn't eat the cheesy wheezies?
I was literally popping olives earlier today.
You're so Arnold for that.
I'm such an Arnold.
Guys, I eat olives too. Just like Arnold.
Not everyone loves olives, you know.
The other thing, speaking of the olives, is what's going on at this school that he's trying to break Guinness World Records, seemingly. What is that about?
Oh, what are you talking about? Okay, that's actually... That was huge for me.
No fucking way.
Seeing that, because I was like, oh my God, Kate, lots comes up for me.
Did you
this.
Have a school record that you guys would
no,
try to break?
I was just thinking of Guinness World
oh,
Records.
Oh yeah, I was big
so
into Guinness.
I was right away thinking of, okay, obviously the Guinness Book of World Records.
Where the woman
books,
pops her eyes out
those
really big.
Were huge.
Yeah.
If you were gonna get those at like
Xmas.
Either Scholastic Book Fair or Xmas, like that was a big ticket item.
Guinness Book of
huge
Guinness Book of
highly
World
sought
Records.
After.
Yes.
We were all obsessed with looking at those.
So the two books that I would get at Christmas, Guinness Book of World Records, the latest.
Where's Waldo?
I Spy. I was a big I Spy kid.
The one with the magic treasure kind of like
the piratey
oh my
sort
God.
Of
yes.
treasure.
No,
yes.
Oh my God.
No, I Spy books
cute.
Are so like
yeah.
nostalgia in
oh
a way
God, the
that
items I could see.
No,
all
the items.
Items.
You get a list of items in a poem, mind you.
Yeah.
Someone sat down and wrote a poem.
Yeah.
There's a book over there and a chair in the woods. A man on a stair and a something rhymes with woods. And you have this beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Different art styles, but same style, but different settings. And you gotta find these things.
The
and there's and the best part of these is you could lie. You're playing with a friend. Doing the book with a friend. Where's the top? Where's the spinning top? I found it. No, I know where it is. No, I know where it is. I can't see it. Well, I do know where it is. I'm not gonna tell you. You need to find it yourself. You could lie like that if you wanted to, but I was kind of a purist and God, I loved these books. Anyways,
that wasn't
that's
really
I Spy.
A group activity for me. It was kind of like solo, but
that's sad.
Anyway,
no,
so
it's not. Anywho, back up to
breaking,
Guinness Book of World
okay, but
Rec.
The idea as a kid of of breaking a world record.
Yes.
Okay, talk about captured the imagination.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Dee were obsessed with the idea of breaking a world record. And in our minds, it was like, well, the only way to do this is to come up with something they haven't done yet.
Totally.
Because we're probably not going to beat some adult who's already like achieved some goal.
Like so 1 million cookies. Totally.
Think of one that yes. no one's thought to do.
Yes.
Which, oh my God, there's so many things about this. Like, why, what are we thinking there is to gain from being
in this,
getting this achievement of the world record of something completely innocuous?
No, I had a similar sense of status around it too, where I was like, if I were to win one of those, it would change a lot for me.
Yeah.
I thought winning a Guinness book, I thought breaking a world record would do a lot for me.
I guess we did and kind of seemingly, think of it as like a golden ticket.
Yeah. Well, I thought the money would come.
Well, if they were getting proceeds from these books that were cost a pretty penny, and every kid was
they
like,
definitely weren't. But mine was, I had a similar idea to you and D in the sense where I would go, well, I'm probably the first person in the world to do this.
Okay, so
that
similarly,
that was an approach I would take.
We came.
Okay. I'm the first one. I broke a world record okay. doing that.
Yeah. So, and that makes me think of Garden State. There's a very quintessential scene
in a movie I've never seen.
I love that movie.
Tell me your. But, tell me your. What did you guys try to do?
So we never. It never gone. Went beyond the drafting stages of. Drawing out this scheme, but after much thought and various different ideas, like biggest pizza, biggest whatever, then we were like,
it's Chucky's Child's Play, everyone's done that,
of course. What if we could what if we could make the what if we could win a Guinness Book of World Records for making the biggest pair of flared pants.
Bell-bottoms
known to man. And they would have to be so big that they could cloak a house.
Okay. Where are the bell-bottoms cloaking the house? The flare of the pant? Yeah.
So, like, you would be like
sitting on top of the house.
Yeah, you could stand on top of the house and like your flare would go over it.
Imagine being inside the house and looking out your window. It's just Jean. Okay.
I'm not going to work today.
Oh my God, it's like a sketch comedy. It's like a man walking out, just Jean. Okay, it looks like I'm working from home today. Just Jean. Yeah, it looks like it's a work from home day. Fuck, that's so funny. Also, too, yeah. Like, hey, Guinness, you're going to want to see this.
You're going to want to get your guy.
Hey, Guinness. Guinness, you're going to want to get down here. I feel like
there was a guy and he'd wear a suit.
Named Guinness. Maybe.
Anyway.
Guinness was the last name, no?
I don't
Guinness
know.
Was the last name, no?
But there really was like a whole kind
fuck,
of
so
like
funny.
World created around Guinness.
There was. I remember
what
the
what could happen, well, the possibilities.
It's so funny too. As a kid, you were like, "Yeah, I'd obviously be a millionaire if I won one of those."
Yeah.
How? Why? From who? No, you wouldn't. There also was just the woman that had Graves' disease, and her eyes would pop
well,
out.
Obviously, you know.
But what even is that record?
Similar to the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with the freak book.
Right.
A lot of it was just medical honestly, ailments. It was kind of the precursor to TLC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That primed us for sure.
Yeah.
Because they had the
longest nails.
The tree growth.
Yeah.
Most tree-like man.
And yeah. Like, obviously, we all flocked to like look at this.
And hey, that's what they say, true crime.
It was
why true
a precursor
crime now?
To the why dark web, basically.
And you know what it followed? It was a precursor to the dark web. You know what it followed? 1920s circus.
Yeah.
Bearded ladies.
Yeah.
And just twins.
Yeah.
They put twins in cages and just go, isn't that fucked?
Yeah.
25 cents. Cough it up, buddy. Anyways, I don't know why this school seemingly has a Guinness World Book of Records yeah. program happening where Arnold is trying to, through the school, break a record to win tickets to an amusement park, whatever. I say weird. Is it weird? Out of all the weird things in the show, why do I go, is it weird Miss Frizzle is a teacher and drives the bus?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Imagine you're like, and.
Well, and she's taking away an opportunity for a bus driver.
Well, that's insane. She's double dipping in her fucking job, brother.
Is my thing okay?
Yeah, yeah. It'll level out. Keep talking. Get on it right there.
I am on it.
Where the hell did you go, little lady?
I don't know. It was fine before.
What are you? What color are you? You're this guy. All right. All right. Get in on it now.
Hello?
Get on it now. That's better.
Whatever.
Okay. So they want to go on a roller coaster and said they ride Arnold. And it is true. Ew. That is true. They ride Arnold.
Yeah, I know.
Arnold's the ride. They ride him in this episode.
Okay. Obviously, I found the part where they go into his small intestine and the villi.
The villi. So, okay. The villi. You do got to stop there because
the villi is so repulsive to me.
It's like that phobia.
It's basically that phobia.
It's tryptophobia. Oh, we're doing the Ariana Grande. it's the villi is, I wrote, OMFing G, I could draw these from memory. These look like a swollen tonsil.
Oh god,
these
totally.
Are
but
like
a zillion of them. It's so.
Oh, it's also like your worm friend.
Kind of, yeah. Ew. He's not my friend.
Him dancing. I would say you all know this. You all love it. The stages of Arnold, he chews. All that graphic is like stuck in my brain. The way that the olive turns into like a star when he chews it. Of course, that's stuck in my brain. Then we go down the esophagus and they get pushed down from the muscles. Absolutely horrifying.
Oh, God. And it looks like a giant worm.
It does look like a worm. And then they're in the stomach. Oh, and even before all this, she basically drives him off a cliff. She drives him off a cliff at that one point. And it kind of is...
The Love Family?
Yeah.
Oh,
or like
with
Thelma.
The adopted kids?
It's like Thelma and Louise, I guess, but like a murder family.
Terrible.
That happens. And then, okay, I did find a funny thing, and I do have to show a picture to you. This is so stupid. So we're on the bus and we're inside Arnold. And yet, tell me why Arnold's on the bus.
Oh.
I'll share this for people.
Oh my God.
Why the hell are we inside Arnold's body and yet Arnold's on the damn bus?
Where was the script soup when this was going on?
Guys, why is Arnold in the bus? I expect more from y'all. Okay, and then obviously the intestine where they're swimming, that's cool. But the villi finale is... Villi Falau is not great, and they're
it's disgusting.
This is them.
Oh God!
And then we go into Arnold's large intestine / his bowel, which is where poop gets made. And the first thing they say,
we're smelling it.
That's the first thing they say. I say, put those helmets back on, guys. They come out of the underwater. They're swimming through his like bile, basically his stomach acid and bile. They go through one of the sphincters between the small intestine and the large.
Yeah, we see a lot of sphincter like
there's
things.
A ton of
Arnold's blue knots.
Arnold's got a ton of sphincters. They come into the large intestine, poop all over the walls. They fall out onto the ground.
Okay,
they take their helmets off. I say, put them back on, and they go, ew, it stinks weird in here. Okay. Could you imagine being Arnold?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Talk about friggin' humiliation.
You think
of a
fart's
kid.
Bad? Imagine them.
You've got a bunch of kids
farts being
smelling
brewed.
And looking at
your shit and
your
poop
shit.
And fart.
Like, remember last week when we were talking about, and honestly, it is ridiculous, this podcast. But
no,
remember last week when we were discussing you know, the ethics around sending your child to school
with a gift bag of poop. yes, with dog poop for the vet to be and the abuse and how child protective services should be involved. The
ramifications of that. Now, this is taking it to a whole other level.
Well, and it's even worse because, so Arnold's obviously obvo friend-zoned by Wanda. Like, that's something we all know we love. Like, he wants he wants to obviously F Wanda, and she's not into him that way. And one of the big things is he swallowed a gum and he kind of wrecked, whatever, who cares. She is the most cavalier up in there.
Yeah.
Almost falling down to his anus,
yeah,
where the poop comes out the butt. Does the poop go backwards? Can it? And imagine your crush dancing around in your pooper. In your poop chute. Could you imagine? And then your crush comes back and goes, yeah, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I also said if the
that's really seeing how the sausage gets made.
But it's also, it's so, I mean, I didn't even poop in high school once in the bathroom.
No,
there,
never.
Let alone have my whole class go into my poop maker. I also say, LOL, if the kids were ever inside my large intestine, they would probs die. And that's so a joke. Stupid. That's a joke about having stinko poop and being like a gross little lady.
Okay, I'm tired.
And doing farts and not being able to process stuff. Okay, we do have to talk really quickly about everyone's sort of stereotype. This is Wanda's. What are we going to do? Wanda says that. We got Phoebe, the fucking
yeah.
At my old school,
they never let us go in the toilet.
We never went out of Arnold's anus at my old school. Hate that one. Honestly, Phoebe needs to like grow a pair a little bit for me. Yeah. Carlos, cool but annoying. Anytime he talks, he does a bad pun and then it goes womp womp. Ralphie. Everyone just goes Ralphie whenever they're mad at him. DA, the know-it-all, Dorothy Ann. So we got the whole gang there, and they all kind of get their final moments right before Miss Frizzle, who, by the way, Miss Frizzle wants to go out the butt.
Yeah, of
you
course
gotta
she
know that there is no.
She's like, if you guys have some other plan, let me know. But
she goes, you saw the esophagus. You saw how much that pushed us down. You saw how gravity wants us to go down and out. You really think it's going to be easy going up? Okay, if you guys want. She wants to go out this boy's butt so bad.
Oh, God.
She wants to go in the toilet as a poop. She wants to be a poop out of Arnold's butt.
No, she's a sick freak. I'm actually like upset. She's so,
no pun intended, she's bummed about not going out the bum. She was bummed about it.
She has a scatological obsession.
And obviously when she's at Oasis on Friday nights, it's fine. But when you're in your classroom, pretend you're not obsessed with Arnold's butt.
Okay, but also I'm like, you know, similar to last week when we said when they kind of wimped out. And
yeah, they wimped out.
Here it's like, butt. If you're going to do totally. It, friggin' do it.
We're here. We're literally
we're
at the precipice.
We're already here. We are at the already anus. Saw his...
poop
doo-doo.
His poop, guys, you need to know, we're in the big intestine. Big. The poop is falling off the walls of the cave of his
and
intestine.
We're addressing the stench.
They're going,
okay,
oh my God.
So you're already there.
Totally.
Commit.
Wanda falls to the point where she almost touches the anus.
Yeah.
They have to save her. We're so close, and yet we don't commit. We go back up as a burp, and we come out the burping end. And then we resize. The only last note I have is imagine she accidentally resized the bus while still inside him.
That's graphic as hell.
Kind of scared of that.
Okay, obviously.
Bus would never do that.
The part when, with the telephones at the end. That was always very, like, seared into my brain.
That one's hard. That one's hard. Because that is the 90s trying to be
they're trying.
Progressive
totally.
And inclusive. But ultimately being, well, racist.
Yeah, all the different magic school bus. I also am like...
I worry that they didn't...
calling
into the Magic School Bus. Yeah, and I worry that they didn't use people with so there's a lot there. And why are people calling the Magic School Bus? Because it is not a radio show.
Yeah,
and there's
no telephone aspect to it. And then it's like they use that kind of device at the end to like address things that weren't realistic.
Yeah,
or like, and it's like,
yes,
I don't know. At the, we're already,
it's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Yeah, we're already pretending a bus can like fly around and do things. Do you really need to address
that one's things hard? Like,
and guys, look, we know that this is not.
It's like back up. They're like, we know it's not really realistic that Arnold's when he eats the olives, it would look like little stars. It's like, back up. This is a show about a magic bus.
Way back up.
Way zoom out.
Yeah.
Zoom out and take.
Why is the teacher driving the bus?
Why is the teacher driving the bus?
So, yeah.
Zoom out. This is a drawing. Yeah. Zoom out. This is a cartoon that you've drawn, sir. Yeah. What are we doing? That is so crazy. But yeah, I don't know the call in aspect. I do wonder if people would call in and be like, "Hey, crazy idea. Do an episode where they get baked into a pie."
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know what you'd be calling the Magic School Bus hotline about.
Yeah.
Because they do have a phone number.
Oh.
Should we call it?
Wait, where do you see that?
I don't know. Maybe making that up.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know of a phone number. And if they did, why wouldn't they show it?
I think it's a mailing address, actually. They have a mailing address.
Why are you showing a bunch of people calling?
Remember, too, back in the day, it was always P.O. Box.
Yeah.
They never had brick and mortar. It was always a P.O. Box at a fucking Shoppers, probably. Anyways. That's the Magic School Bus. I was so torn between going, violating and entering Arnold, and then Arnold K-ing himself. But I'm so glad we went with entering Arnold and his poop stink butt. What a fun episode. What a fun episode. And you think public bathrooms are bad. Could you imagine having all your colleagues inside your poop butt? That's gonna do it for us. We love you so much. Thanks so much for watching and listening. If you're new, just know we've been doing this for 5 years, so we do have a ton of episodes audio only. We just started doing like some video stuff and whatever in February, but we have so many more audio episodes. But if you have any recommendations, we would love to hear them. If you have any comments, please type them out. We've been getting so many nice comments lately, and it's keeping me going. Not to put any pressure on, but it's for real. I am Maddie Foley. You can follow me on social meds. That is Liv Colic. Please follow her as well. We don't have a sign off for this show, but if we did, it would just be probably singing the Magic School Bus.
And me just rolling my eyes.
Okay, roll your eyes.
You doing it.
Cruising on, changing the key. Oh, cruising on down Main Street. God. You're relaxed and feeling good. Yeah. Next thing that you know, you're seeing Wahoo. Octopus in the neighborhood. We'll see you later. Bye.